Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Noah Ostroff with Keller Williams in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Last year, he closed 586 transactions with a total sales volume of $200 million. His average sales price was $341,000, of which 53% were buyers and 47% were sellers. He has a 50-member team, 35 agents, 1 ISA, 1 director of sales, 2 listing coordinators, 1 marketing coordinator, 1 marketing manager, 4 transaction managers, 1 operations manager, 1 compliance manager, 1 controller, 1 CEO, and 1 founder. Noah is the founder of the Global Living Team, including the Philly Living brand. He's been an agent for 9 years. He's headquartered in Philadelphia and has expansion offices in 5 locations. In this call, Noah talks about selling 50 homes his first year in the business and how he did it, why everyone you meet needs housing and is a potential client, lessons he learned from rapid growth, answering the age-old question, should team leaders give leads to agents or teach agents to lead generate, how to change the culture of a team, why he turned weekly meetings into weekly massive action events, what happens during the events and the early results, why focusing on your past clients and sphere of influence is more valuable than chasing people you don't know, rapid growth through expansion offices, mistakes made and lessons learned, what to do if a new office is not working out, why it's better to go narrow and deep instead of broad and shallow, team dynamics, compensation, and more. Welcome to the call, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Noah, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
I went to Penn State University. When I graduated college in 2003, real estate was the industry that was the booming industry. You know, everybody was talking about real estate. That seemed to be where the money was. So when I got out of college, I decided to work for a large home builder as a project manager. So I worked for actually 2 large home builders between 2003 and 2006. So understanding all aspects of the real estate business, from overseeing a sales division, overseeing a construction division, and really just learning how to build houses and sell houses from a high level. After I did that, I got out of the industry, got into a different industry to grow my own business for about 2 years. And then that's where I lived, and then got back into real estate in the sales capacity in 2008. And in 2008, I got in the industry as a real estate sales agent.
So you've been in and around real estate for a while, popped out, it sounds like, when the market turned down, then you got back in, kind of in the middle of that downward part of the cycle. So you've been riding that turn back up.
Yeah, I got it in 2008, which was a good time and a bad time. Bad time historically because the market wasn't good, but good for me because I had to learn all the right things that you needed to do to be successful in real estate. I didn't get the luxury of getting in when the market was good and the business was there. I had to go out and generate the business on my own and create it on my own. And for me, I didn't know the difference between a good market and a bad market. So in 2008, I didn't realize we were in a bad market because I was learning how to do the right things, and things were popping from day one.
When you first got in that first year, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
I sold 50 houses my first year in business.
Wow.
So I don't know if that would be fast or not, but I'll kind of give you my sequence of events. I decided on a Friday evening that I wanted to get my real estate license, and that was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went online, found a real estate course that was starting on Monday morning, and it was an 8-day course, 7.5 hours a day. For the next 8 days, with weekend in the middle of that, I took my real estate classes, studied every single night, and at the end of that couple-week period, took my in-class exam, passed that. I overnighted my application to the state, called them literally every single day to get my test scheduling number. as soon as I got that tax scheduling number, I went in and took it, passed the first time. As soon as I passed, I literally left the testing facility and drove straight to Harrisburg to get my physical real estate license, because I knew that if I sent it in the mail, it would take about 2 to 3 weeks for me to get my license, and I don't want to wait 2 to 3 weeks. I wanted to get started right away. So I drove to Harrisburg, which is about 3 hours from where I live, got my real estate license, and on the way home, started making phone calls to as many people as I knew, saying, hey, just got my license. Do you know anybody who's looking to buy or sell? So right from the beginning, I started making calls on the way back from getting my license. And then I just kept doing that ever since.
You are an action taker. It sounds like when you make a decision, you take immediate action. Could you tell us a little bit about that very first year and what you did to put 50 closings together in your first year? What kind of things were you doing?
First of all, I'm a very learning-based person, so training was a really big thing for me. So I really tried to go to as many training events as I could go through the first year to understand how to do real estate, how to put together an agreement of sale, what I needed to know, what I didn't need to know. Then took my marketing skills, or whatever you want to call it, and just started trying to be creative with marketing that we did to try to generate business out of thin air. Because I had no business that was being handed to me. I didn't have anything to go off of, so I had to create my own business. So first year, in between all the learning that I was doing, I was, in my mind, when I would walk around the streets, every single person was a potential client, because everybody needed a place to live. Whether they were looking to buy, rent, sell, everybody needed a place to live. And for me, everybody was a potential client. So I was out there putting my flyers in every single coffee shop, every single store. I was posting my business cards everywhere. Back then, Craigslist was pretty big. So I was on Craigslist probably 30, 40 times a day, reposting stuff to make sure that my post would end up at the top of the Craigslist things. And if everybody else was posting in lowercase letters, I was posting capital letters. And once everybody started posting in capital letters, I was putting stars and asterisks and, just to kind of stand out from everybody else. I was out on every construction site talking to every developer and every builder trying to get listings. I was responding to every Trulia and Zillow post back then before they were like really big, back when they used to, the buyers used to go on and say, hey, I'm looking for a house. Do you know anything available? It was like smaller scale back then. I used to reply to all those. Everybody saying they're looking for a place to rent, I would call them on the phone and see if I could convert them to a buyer. I was calling for sale by owners, expired listings. I was driving around neighborhoods to see for sale by owner signs, and I would call them and try to set up listing appointments. I literally was doing whatever I could to generate business. I was working my database. I was emailing and calling my database, which was limited back then, but I was calling them every day. I was doing business the way that you're supposed to do it, but I didn't know it any better. So I just really was trying to build my business up as fast as I could. I didn't know at the time that if I just continue to do this for every single day of every single year and teach other people how to do it, then you really don't need to know anything else besides that. We're in the lead generation business. And, people don't like the word lead generation or prospecting. So I just think of it as business development. We're in the business development business. And every day we come to work trying to get hired. That's my goal every day. Sell a house every day and try to get hired every day, whether it's hired for a listing, hired to represent a buyer, whatever that means to you. That's the goal every single day.
Noah, you seem to have a lot of motivation, especially there in the beginning. Is that just part of your nature or something going on that you really needed to make something happen right away?
Nothing was going on that needed to happen right away. Like you said, I'm an asking person. I understand how to execute on things, and I know how to take an idea and actually make it come to fruition to get to point A to point B. So to me, it wasn't very complicated in what needed to be done. It was go out, get business, let everybody in the world know that you're in the real estate business, create awareness around what I do, and then once I can get in front of people, show my value in terms of what I can do to help them out, whether it was through my knowledge, my ability to get a deal done for them, negotiate the best price, find properties that nobody else knew about, whatever my value was at the time, I would make sure that people knew about that when I got the opportunity to get in front of them.
Sounds like you've been in the business for 9 years, correct?
Yes.
Last year, how many homes did you sell, and what was the sales volume?
Sold just under 600 houses last year and about $200 million in sales volume.
Let's let everybody know where you are. You're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Could you tell us a little bit about Philadelphia, for instance? What's the population there?
You know, I don't know those stats off the top of my head, but I think that it's about 2.5 million that actually live in the main Philadelphia area, and then probably another couple million or a million or so that come into town that work every day or live in the Philadelphia metro area that come into town. Philadelphia is top five largest metro cities in the country. The area that we focus on is Center City and the surrounding neighborhoods around Center City. And over the last 10, 15 years, Philadelphia has really become a destination place for people to live, work, and open businesses and visit as well. This week is great because we have the NFL draft, which is here. So it's a big event. A lot of people are here and beautiful weather. So it's great for our city. We've had a lot of national recognition lately, and it's helped the real estate market. And the great restaurants are coming to the city, and a lot of great businesses and hospitals and schools. So it's helping the real estate market as well. And the demographics in Philadelphia are just changing, and which is helping out the prices as well, because the prices continue to climb too. So when the market went down back in 2004, or I guess when the market was good back in 2004 or 2005, Philadelphia went up a little bit, 8%, something like that, which is low compared to the rest of the country. But also when the market crashed, we didn't lose as much as the rest of the country. We went down also, but not as much as everywhere else. And now that the market is good again, better than it was back in, you know, 2004 and 2005, we are in a better place now than we were back then, but creeping up at a pace that is more sustainable.
Well, Noah, I heard you say Center City, Philadelphia. When I hear that, I think of Allen Dom and high-rise condominiums. Are you selling high-rise condominiums, or are you also selling houses?
We sell both. So we sell a mixture of condominiums and townhomes as well. So where we are, there's no detached, well, in the city, in the center of the city, there's no detached single-family homes. They're all townhomes, ranging in price from $200,000 to $3-5 million. You know, it's I would say the bread and butter of where we're at. Our average price for our team ranges between $350,000 and $450,000, but we sell, you know, a lot of $1 million plus homes as well, and condos too. And then when you go, you know, 15-20 minutes from center of Philadelphia to the suburbs, there's plenty of single family homes out there as well that we sell. And we also sell multifamily buildings and mixed-use buildings and those types of small commercial buildings as well.
You and I exchanged some information before the call, and I noticed that your production numbers this year are way up over last year. It looks like you're in some major growth. If I'm looking at this correctly, it almost looks like you're on pace to do 900 or 1,000 closings this year. Am I looking at that correctly?
It's very possible. We're pending closed units so far through end of April. We're at about 300 pending and closed units so far, and about 140 million in volume so far. So potentially we're on pace to do that. Our goal was to do 800 deals a year, but we may actually beat that.
Have you been adding people to your team? What have you been doing to grow like that?
So last year was our big growth year, and we added, I want to say we probably added 30 or 40 people last year to our team between our operations staff and our sales team. We opened up about 13 locations last year, and we expanded all over the country and really all over the world. We opened up three locations in Florida, or actually four, three in Miami, one in Palm Beach. We opened up a couple places in New Jersey. We opened up in Columbus, Ohio. We opened up in a bunch of the suburbs of Philadelphia, and we even...
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.